This is Worldviews. I'm Suzette Grelot. There's an awful lot in the international news this week. A lot of flooding across Europe, particularly Central Europe. Protests, of course, continue in Turkey, and now there are protests at the G8 summit in the UK. But I sit here in Tel Aviv, Israel, with Rebecca Cruz. Rebecca, welcome back to the roundtable.
Shalom, Suzette. Good to be here.
So here we are in an extremely modern city, Tel Aviv, after having spent several days in Jordan, actually, a couple of days in Israel. But first, let's talk about Jordan and our impressions of that country. Jordan seems to be kind of a beacon of stability in the Middle East, but it remains in a very complicated neighborhood. I mean, we actually visited a site in the northern part of Jordan where we stood at this crossroads where we looked to the north and we were 3 hours from Damascus, Syria. And we looked to the east and we were 3 hours from Baghdad, Iraq. And we looked to the south and we were 5 hours from the border of Saudi Arabia. And we looked to the east and we were 2 to 3 hours from the West Bank of Israel. I mean, what a complicated place to be. What did you think about Jordan?
Yeah, I agree with you. Jordan was a very interesting experience. I mean, obviously it was deserty, very dry, and I think that was very stark to us. But thinking about its geography, as you mentioned, it's kind of become the stable place in the region. And because of this, they've actually taken on a number of refugees. We've talked about that in the Syrian case. But they've been taking refugees for the last 20 years or so. They took some during the Iraqi situations.
Well, even longer than that, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, they have a tremendous amount of Palestinians in the country after the Palestinian-Israeli conflict began. I mean, they've got refugees from Iraq. They've got refugees now from Syria. I mean, we went to visit a Syrian refugee camp at Za'atari in the north. I mean, good heavens, what an amazing sight.
Yeah, this is one of the largest refugee camps that they're taking Syrian refugees. We're talking about over 100,000 people. And although we didn't get full access, we were there seeing some of the new arrivals. And this was really quite heartbreaking, really, to see these people come in. They had their life's belongings in a wheelbarrow, and really they looked like they were looking for the rescue that was coming. And of course we know that these refugee camps are not always the best places, that they're going to be entering these locations where there are a lot of tents. We could see this from a great distance, hundreds upon hundreds of tents, very difficult circumstances, very dry. We saw dust devils all over the place. It was a very stark landscape out there. And who knows how long they're going to be in these circumstances. So they were coming in with some hope, and unfortunately, I don't know how hopeful the situation really is going to be for them. So that was very sad to see.
It was absolutely heartbreaking to see just as far as the eye could see, as you said, tents, some thousands and thousands really of refugee tents, and the people, coming in the gates with all of their earthly belongings in wheelbarrows. And it was just absolutely incredible to see. And very sad because they don't know what is going to happen next. And here they are in a situation where they really have nowhere else to go. It was really a remarkable sight. But now here we are in Israel, Tel Aviv. We flew 45 minutes from Amman, Jordan to Tel Aviv, Israel. And what a different planet we are in. Tel Aviv, Israel, really a very modern country. I mean, this is amazing. We're sitting here at the seaside. It's an incredible city. We visited Haifa. We visited today Jerusalem. I mean, it's a completely different place, but yet still a very complex place. We've talked to a lot of people about the Palestinian plight, the West Bank. We drove through the West Bank today. Obviously Gaza's is troubling down in the south. So, but yet, Israel seems to be stable. There's a tremendous amount of coexistence. I mean, what are your impressions, Rebecca?
Well, who would have thought a couple years ago that the two stable countries in the region would be Jordan and Israel, the two that we were able to visit? I'll be honest with you, I wasn't really sure what to expect in coming here, but you're right. It's been completely different, I think, than what I had in mind. This is a very beautiful country and really very lush vegetation, and as opposed to the desert that we saw primarily in Jordan. And there are some very dry areas here, but it's been very different. As you mentioned, the cities, there is a serious security concern. We've talked about this. Israel has really been in a war-type situation throughout its very short history, about every 8 years. So there is a serious security concern. And yet life goes on. We've seen people out in the streets. We see quite a bit of tourism, perhaps a little dropped off here in the last couple of years due to the turmoil in the region. But a lot is going on here, and they really are flourishing. And in many ways, it feels like a Western or European city, whereas Amman really did feel quite a bit different.
I mean, Israel, just the geography, just the access to the water. I mean, you know, we heard in Jordan about, you know, the Jordan River being dammed up and, of course, all the water being taken by Israel, and that there's not a thing the Jordanians can do about it. I mean, you can see it. You can see the evidence here of water being used in Israel and not really being available to Jordan downriver. But it's really an incredibly remarkable place. But I think the thing that was most promising to me as we visited various cities in Israel and even in Jerusalem is that it's really incredibly diverse. You know, the universities we've visited have, you know, Arab students and Israeli students and European students, Asian students, American students, I mean, students from all around the world that are working together and that are studying together. And it's, I think if we can be hopeful at all, it's in that the young people in this part of the world are actually coming together and perhaps can provide us some, you know, hopeful future to look forward to.
Yeah, we certainly saw that today when we went to Hebrew University in Jerusalem, and perhaps even a little bit more so when we went to Haifa, a city here in Israel that's really known for having had this this cultural diversity that hasn't necessarily been caught up in some of the difficulties that other parts of Israel have faced. We went to the campus there, really both campuses, and saw people of different faiths, different ethnicities, different obviously different religions, working together, eating together, communicating together. So that was really positive. And I would also add that, you know, in Jordan, we were able to visit with universities. And these were, in some instances, very conservative universities. People were, you know, wearing their religious garments and that sort of thing. But everyone was very friendly to us. Everyone was very curious, very interested, and very excited to talk with us, or at least to wave to us and say hello. So that was a nice feeling, and it does give you some sense of hope.
I think that's been the real takeaway that I have from the Middle East, and that includes Turkey and Jordan and Israel, and that is just the really friendly nature of the people from this part of the planet and how welcoming they are and how happy they've been that we're here. We're here to learn about them and study their culture and share that information. So, well, Rebecca, welcome back. It's been a long several weeks of traveling for you. I know you'll be in the United States back home next week, and I'm on to Italy where you started your venture. So until next week, thank you very much, as always, for your insight.
Thank you, Suzette.